USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Iran has vowed retaliation over the killing of one of its top nuclear scientists. In a statement Saturday, President Hassan Rouhani promised an aggressive response to Friday's assassination. Representative John Garamendi says the U.S. needs to be prepared for whatever Iran's response may be. The California Democrat tells Fox News Iran may try to retaliate diplomatically.
Right now, obviously, we are and we must be prepared for some sort of retaliation. What it will be, my guess is it will be something that will be pinpointed. It might very well be in the diplomatic area, not in the military area. And so we need to be prepared on all of these.
Iran has blamed Israel for the killing with backing from the United States, something that Israeli officials have denied. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Today is Small Business Saturday. Del Dior has the details from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
November 28th is Small Business Saturday, and although the holiday shopping season looks different this year, there are still plenty of ways to support local shops. Some businesses are getting creative with offering private shopping appointments so you can avoid the crowd. Most have stepped up their online game so you can still support small businesses and not leave the comfort of your home. While small biz owners admit they do miss the intimacy of a face-to-face transaction, their shopping online option allows for browsing and spending and not being confined by COVID restrictions or normal store hours.
Germany passed 1 million coronavirus cases on Saturday, becoming the 12th country to reach that mark. Earlier this week, Chancellor Angela Merkel extended restrictions that have closed the country's bars, gyms, and indoor leisure centers until at least December 20th. In an address to Germany's parliament, Merkel has warned that the nation is in for a tough winter. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Congress will have plenty on its plate when it heads back to D.C. next week. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
As lawmakers head back to Washington, D.C. on Monday, lots of things need to get done. Government funding runs out December 11th, and a COVID bill is still on the horizon if they can get one done before the end of the year. As far as a stimulus bill, Republican Congressman from Kentucky James Comer believes we need a very targeted approach to a stimulus bill.
We need to have targeted stimulus. The restaurant industry, I think that's the one industry that there's bipartisan agreement that there is a desperate need for assistance. But we have a situation in Washington where Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't want to do targeted stimulus. She wants to do another blanket stimulus bill and give money to everyone. And
that audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On the college gridiron this afternoon, number 6 Florida handled Kentucky 34-10. Number 12 Indiana topped Maryland 27-11. The Terrapins were playing for the first time in 21 days after a COVID outbreak that had canceled two of their games. Number 23, Oklahoma State outlasted Texas Tech 50-44. The Cowboys' Desmond Jackson ran for 235 yards and got three touchdowns on the day. And Penn State picked up their first win of the year, downing Michigan 27-17. In the NFL, the coaching carousel began early as the Detroit Lions fired head coach Matt Patricia and general manager Bob Quinn. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.